Hello, I'm Ned88. Welcome to my podcast where I catch the geocaches to learn more about this amazing game. When I travel, I like to use geocaches to help me plan my trip. Often a geocache has taken me to a spot I would have never found by myself. This has led me to a second style of episode where I chat to geocaches in other cities. We will hear recommendations for geocaches in the area, as well as any useful tips. Today I'm sitting down with Daniel5005 from Germany to talk about what geocaching is like over there. Thanks for coming along this morning for you, Daniel. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Before we launch into talking about Germany itself, I would love to learn a little bit more about you in general.
So okay.
How did you get into geocaching and when did you start?
I started geocaching like 12 years ago, almost 13 by now. Back then, I used to work with disabled children and I was responsible for organizing their free time activities, so their afternoon, leisure time, their holidays. And I had all day to figure out what to do with them in the afternoon. And on one day, I didn't have any idea. It was a cold winter day and the swimming pool was closed and the museum was closed and I had absolutely no idea. And then I remember the friend talking to me about his new hobby, geocaching. He started a few weeks ago and I called him and asked him if he could show me how it's done and if he could lend me his GPS device. And he explained it to me. And yeah, in the afternoon, I found my first geocache together with 10 children with disabilities. And then I was pretty much addicted. In the evening, I bought my first own GPS device on eBay. And starting from there, I lived the life of a geocaching addicted person.
Yeah, well, join the club. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Well, even when I'm not geocaching, I'm talking to people across the world about geocaching. So
yes.
And I also work in the disability sector, so I feel like we've got a little connection.
Something in common, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. In your 12 years, do you have like a favorite geocaching story that you just love to tell people?
Oh, there are a lot of geocaching stories, of course. When people ask me what I like about the game, I usually tell the story of one geocache I found in Italy. The geocache is called The Secret Beach, and it's exactly what you might expect. So you had to walk through a 1 mile abandoned train tunnel, pretty dark. You had to bring your flashlight. And after this walk, you arrived in an olive tree. And then you walk a little further. And then on the left side, you see like a really beautiful secret beach with nobody coming there ever. And there's a geocache. And the geocache itself, it's not that special. But to be at this place and seeing no other person the whole day, that was amazing. That's what I really love about the game, that it brings you to places you wouldn't have found otherwise. That's one of my favorite stories.
Oh, it sounds lovely. I will definitely look it up if I'm ever in Italy again.
I'm not sure if it's still on. It's like 7 years ago, but maybe.
Hopefully.
Of course, there are a lot more stories to share. I've been geocaching all around the world. Maybe we can dive deeper into this topic later with my travel agency. But it started because I wanted to find the ape cache in Brazil. That was also pretty amazing, a huge experience to fly down there and get connected to geocaches from Brazil. Yeah, it's also a part of the game that it connects you to so many people all around the world. You can right away talk about your favorite hobby, no matter what, no matter where they come from, what they do as a profession, you can just relate to the game.
Speaking about the geocaching culture, I know that each country and each kind of community has their own geocaching culture. I'd love to know a little bit about the geocaching culture in Germany. Do you guys have many events? Is there a type of container that you find hidden more frequently than others? What's the world of geocaching in Germany look like right now?
Yeah, I guess geocaching is pretty big in Germany. You know, we have like 3.2 million geocaches all around the world. And I guess it's around 400,000 that are in Germany. So it's more than 15% of the world amount of geocaching. And we have from the 100 most favorite geocaches, we have 80 in Germany. So you really can see that the game is playing pretty exhausted. Geocachers in Germany dive deep into the game. And I guess one thing that's typical for German geocaching culture is that the German engineering, you know, the Germans are well known for their engineering, and they engineered the car and pretty much everything else. And this culture is going into geocaching too. We have a lot of gadget geocachers in Germany. We have a lot of workshopped geocachers here. Not only go somewhere, find a container, go somewhere, look for pretty well-constructed geocaching riddle, file puzzle, or container that you don't know how to open. Yesterday, I found a geocache. It was a pole, and it had a top. You can put it off, but then there was another level you had to open, and I couldn't figure out how. But then for accident, I stepped on the ground on the bolt, and that bolt was like a air pump. So you had to press this bolt for like 10 times, and then the geocache comes up and reveals the lockbook. That was amazing. I was standing there for, I don't know, 15 minutes before I realized that that's a trick. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, there are a lot of geocaching events normally, by now not, can imagine. There isn't a day where you can't join at least one or three geocaching events in your area normally. But it's crazy sometimes. What else is typical for German geocaching culture? It's a lot about the numbers. So German geocaches are crazy for their statistics. For the matrix, for their grids, for all the challenges you can connect to geocaching. That's what I say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. I'm just still just blown away by those geocaches you mentioned. Do you have any more recommendations for geocaches, particularly in Hanover, where you are?
Yeah, of course, there are a lot of. I don't know. Have you seen the videos of Joshua Johnson, the geocaching vlogger?
I did look up his video, the giraffe. Okay.
That's in Berlin. That's in Berlin. It's like 300 kilometers away from Hanover. That's the most favorite geocache in the world with most favorite points. But I guess there are some more, some better geocaches around here. There are two playlists on Joshua's YouTube channel, Geocaching in Germany 1 and Geocaching in Germany 2. I would recommend that you, I don't know, link this to the show notes of your podcast. But maybe if you ask for recommendations, there are some geocaches that might be difficult if you don't understand German. For example, this phone booth geocache, it has some audio files. They are in German, so it might be a little more difficult for foreign geocaches. But when we have geocaches from, I don't know, New Zealand, from Canada, from the United States coming over, and they contact us before, then we can offer a tour. We can guide them to the most favorite geocaches here and give them some advice and help to solve them.
Well, I do want to ask you about your travel agency for geocaches, and mm-hmm. It seems that it'll fit in quite nicely here. So what exactly is the business? Because it sounds amazing.
I do geocaching as a job for 10 years by now. 10 years ago, I founded my company Geheimpunkt. We were starting preparing geocaching-based team events for companies. So like incentives, the Christmas party, the summer, I don't know, outdoor activity, all based on geocaching. And that's pretty much what we still do today, if there's not COVID. But normally we have like 5 up to 10 geocaching-based team events a week. By now it's 5 up to 10 a year. I hope next year is going to be better. That's the one company we run based on geocaching. The second is a geocaching-based travel agency. We started because I wanted to find the ape cache in Brazil. And back then, I couldn't explain to my family that I'm now, like, I don't know, for 6 or 7 days will be away in the jungle just to look for a geocache. That's why I needed a reason. And I was creating this reason by asking in different geocaching Facebook groups if anyone else wanted to find this geocache. And like in 24 hours, I had like 120 people who said, yes, I want to go there too. And that was for me enough to think about, can I maybe organize a trip from Germany to Brazil for a group of people to find the ape cache? And that was the beginning. We had like 30 people joining this first trip. And on the trip, it was so amazing. People were, at the end, they asked, where are we going next? And that was the start of our geocaching travel agency. And by now, we organized around 20 trips a year all over the world. We have some geocaching goals that everyone wants to have in their profile, like the HQ in the United States or the first geocache, the original stash nearby Portland. These are things that we offer on a regular basis, but we also have some smaller trips, maybe to Moldavia or Gibraltar or Morocco. And so we organize trips fitting for geocaching needs. And so that's a geocaching travel agency. Like there are travel agencies for photographers, for yoga people, for divers.
I'm surprised that there aren't more of them.
I don't know why. It's geocaching place since 20 years all over the world. I have no idea why nobody else came up with the idea of it. Geocaching-based travel agency. Good for us.
Yeah, it's great for you guys. Yeah. I will definitely put a link to the travel agency in the show notes as well, because I at least want to remember the link. If I ever decide to go on a geocaching holiday, I want your input on that.
Thank you so much. We also started to translate our site to English, because we started offering trips for German, Austrian, or Switzerland geocaches to other parts of the world, but we're receiving more and more requests from geocachers from the United States, from New Zealand, from Australia, if we could also organize some trips in Germany. That's what we were working on.
So speaking of Germany and being a tourist, if someone has some extra time in Germany and they want to explore a little bit, are there any particular places that people should really go? It might be for like an amazing spot. It could have a great geocache, but kind of further afield than Hanover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. If I spent my holiday in Germany, I usually went down south to the Alps. There are a lot of beautiful villages, a lot of beautiful Via Ferrata tours. I don't know if you're familiar with this, not that hard climbing tours you can do on your own. And some of them are connected to a geocache. These geocaches usually have a terrain rating from 4.5 up to 5, but you still can do them without a lot of training. So that's a recommendation I would give. What else? Of course, you have to see the North Sea. No, on the North Sea, the tides, the ebb and flow. This is so big. So the water just doesn't get back like 5 or 10 meters. It gets back like 4 kilometers. And you can walk over the ocean. And there are some geocaches that you can only find when there's ebb. So you have to walk like 1 mile on the sea to get to a pole which you otherwise can't reach. And that's amazing to see. I don't know if there's any other place in the world where you can experience that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. When people travel to Germany, is there anything people need to know before they plan their trip? You know, is there good public transport? Is it safe to travel by yourself?
Yes. Germany is pretty safe for travel with whatever you like. You can also hitchhike. Nothing will happen. The public transportation is pretty good. Most of it is available in English, so the traffic information system, that's pretty good. I think it's easy to travel in Germany and not that expensive. You have normally a lot of options to go from one place to another. You can take the train, you can train a pretty cheap bus, you can hitchhike, you can go to an online carpooling platform and look if somebody's going there. That's mostly something I prefer, going to the carpool site and connect to other people. That's usually pretty good. Or you can rent a car if you want to go a little more in the countryside and look for abundant geocaches. That's pretty easy. You don't have to have a lot of shots. There are not many diseases here you can collect by geocaching. We have some ticks, a lot of ticks. That might be one thing you have to think about. We don't have poisoned snakes. We don't have poisoned plants. So it's pretty easy to move around here.
I don't know why more of Australians don't go to Germany then. We have ticks. We have the plants. We have the snakes. States.
Yes, yes.
Geocaching in Germany sounds like a dream. It sounds amazing.
Yes, it is. It is.
So thanks so much for chatting to me about geocaching in Germany. You have lit a little fire in me to get over there, to get back into geocaching. I've only spent about a week in Germany, but I've always planned to go back, so I will definitely let you know. Before I let you head off to enjoy your morning, do you have any tips for new geocachers who are just starting out?
I think the official geocaching app is pretty much guiding you through the whole process. Back then when I started, there was no way of figuring out which geocache might be suitable for beginners, which might be something for advanced geocaches. But now if you start the app and the app recognizes that you have a new profile, it first of all will show you just the easy geocaches. And that's pretty good, I think, because that's it prevents you from being frustrated by not finding a D4 multi-type geocache. That's pretty good. And what else? It's the best time to try this game. If you had never done it before, it's the best time ever in history to do it, because you have your device right in your hand, right in your pocket. You don't have to buy an extra $300 GPS device. You don't need it. The app is for free. And all you need is your device, the app, and the pen. So then just go ahead and start. It's even something you can do right now with all the COVID restrictions. You can go out. You can go on your own or with your booze or, I don't know, with your kids. You can experience that and don't have to be in a big crowd. It's a perfect game to start by now.
Well, thanks so much. I hope that you have a great day. The good old time zone, it's not worked out too far. You've got your coffee and I've got my cider, so we're all set for the rest of our days.
Yes. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
I have made a bookmark list of all the recommended geocaches spoken about today. If you would like to be a guest on an episode and give some recommendations for your city, you can message me through my geocaching account. All the links are in the episode notes. Happy geocaching!